I just said a cuss word. Am I going to hell? The answer to that. Other questions on Key Life.
This is Key Life, dedicated to the message that the only people who get any better are those who know that if they don't get any better, God will still love them anyway. That teaching raises a lot of questions, so here's author and seminary professor Steve Brown, along with Pete Allenson from ForgeBibleStudy.com, with answers from the Bible that'll make you free.
Thank you, Matthew. Hello, Pete.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. It's good. You know, this production area here is different because we don't have all the boom mics and everything.
I know.
It's lighter and airier in here. I feel more spiritual.
The guys around here, John Myers, who's our IT guy, did you help him, Jeremy? You didn't get involved in that. He's also an IT tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Porter, who's the executive producer of our talk show, they all got together, John Myers mostly, and redesigned this studio. And if you want to watch our talk show, which is weekly, it's on about 250 stations, and it's on YouTube, you can look at our new studio, and we're kind of proud of it. It's got a Johnny Cash poster for a concert, and Johnny Cash is my hero. I'm just waiting for a vacancy in the Trinity.
Ah, gotcha.
And that's a joke. Don't send me letters. And we have a lot of new screens and new microphones, and it's kind of cool.
Great opportunities.
I'm glad you saw it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, check out ForgeTruth.com. I was just having lunch with one of the members of that ministry, which is Pete's Ministry to Men. And he was talking about the amazing growth that is taking place there. So God, despite you, is honoring your ministry.
He tends to do that, right?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that's great.
Listen, check out ForgeTruth.com. And if you haven't read Pete's book, Like Father, Like Son, you ought to get it. That's life-changing. Pete, as you know, comes in and has been doing that for over 25 years. On Fridays, and we answer questions together, and we love your questions. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE 24/7 and record your question, and you'll often get on the air. Or you can send your question to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email your question to steve@keylife.org. And all of those places are places where you could help us financially. And after all that Jesus has done for you, it seems to me like you would be willing. No, that's not appropriate, is it? Listen, we recognize that some of you can't and some of you can, and we love you both. If you can, be as generous as you can. If you can't, say a prayer, and we understand. Speaking of prayer, Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and we'll get to these questions.
You got it. Let's pray together. Father, what a joy it is to be able to come into your presence today, to stop at the end of this week and remember that you are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God, the one and only, all-powerful, all-loving, all-knowing. You are faithful, merciful, kind. You are the holy God of the universe. We bow before you, thanking you, Jesus, that you did everything necessary to connect us to the Father. Not one thing is left undone. Trust in you and you alone is all we needed. And Lord, that's all we could do. And Holy Spirit, thank you for your power that brings the gospel to our minds and hearts and brings us to you. And so we give you praise. We ask this weekend that you would continue the process that you started. Build us through your pastors and teachers and priests and worship directors. Lord, all those that lead us with great planning into your presence, Holy Spirit, use that time to draw us closer to you. And now we give you praise and honor. Even in this time of Q&A, we commit it to you. In Jesus' strong name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's start off by going to our phone lines.
What if in anger I curse? I do not make a habit of profane language, but I am feeling guilty about a time when recently when I was angry and cursed.
You know, I get a thousand ideas that come. I was doing a, I was at a church recently, and this group was studying one of my books, and I talked about the book, and then I had a Q&A, and this man raised his hand and said, "Dr. Brown, my grandson was killed a month and a half ago. What should I do?" And I said, "Sir, do you know how to cuss?" And people were kind of shocked.
Yeah, I said, really, you think?
God has given you words when mercy teacups aren't enough. Mm. And then I said some serious things about his grandson, of course. But the truth is that the Bible is a lot more earthy than most Christians.
Yeah, yeah. It is an earthy book, and some of those expressions have changed.
That's really true.
You're right. So we would say to our dear sister, you committed the unpardonable sin.
Yeah, you probably lost your salvation.
That's it. And once you lose it, you can't get it back.
No, you can't get it back, so you're in trouble.
Become a Muslim or something. Obviously, to cuss is not to lose your salvation any more than any other sin is to lose our salvation, because it is a monergistic work of God, our salvation.
That's true.
And
you can get the book, the Cotton Patch version of the New Testament, and that has some words in it that we think are cuss words, but the guy who translated that is a PhD in Greek, and he says he got it right. So sometimes if you're a cusser and you do that all the time, you need to repent. You need to get a better vocabulary, and you need to stop it. But if on occasion there is a situation that is so disturbing and so angry that mercy isn't going to cut it, it may be that you're not sinning by using strong words. Most people know who John Frame is.
Yeah.
One of the really great theological minds of our time.
Oh, yeah.
And I love John. He's a neighbor. But he was at a Presbytery meeting one time. Somebody asked him, I don't even remember what it was, a controversial question. And he said, "Oh, dear." So after it was over, I went up to him, and he really is. I said, "Dr. Frame, you're a revolutionary. But listen to me, revolutionaries don't say, oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Yeah, oh, dear." Yeah.
And he wasn't sure whether I was kidding. And I said, "If you want me to teach you how to cuss, I will." And eventually he laughed about it. But strong language, and that changes with generations.
It does. You know, I would say that in one level, this lady has got a real sensitivity as a sister in Christ.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
I do, too.
I think on another level, a lot of men today, and maybe women too in American culture, Christians, I think we're taking liberty sometimes too far.
Yeah.
We're drinking too much, we're cussing too much, we're fitting in to the culture too much. So I appreciate her sensitivity. On the other hand, it slipped out apparently for her. So what that is it's an opportunity for her to grow in humility, that next step, and to let this word maybe assault her self-righteousness. I don't know if she has any self-righteousness.
Yeah,
we all do to some extent. But when I sin like unintentionally like that, it's like, okay, I haven't arrived yet. And I repent and I say, "Hey, Lord Jesus, I still got to grow." It humbles my tendency towards self-righteousness.
I don't ever sin unintentionally. I usually plan.
You do it on purpose.
Yeah. Hey, let's, we don't do this very often. Let's go and listen to another question from the phone lines.
If my dad was mentally ill, knew right from wrong, but he was really mentally unstable because of the war, and he died when I was very young, when I was 7, is there a place for him in heaven? That always bothers me. I'm worried, but I can't let it eat me up. I loved my dad.
That's hard. Mm. Yes, he's in heaven. If he was a believer before all of that, and you'd be surprised at how many people who are. And the great thing is, when you get home and you see your father again, he's going to be as clear as crystal.
Mm.
None of that illness is going to play a part in his heavenly body mm-hmm. and his heavenly reside.
Absolutely.
In the Bible, you know, we can, in most of these questions, give biblical answers. The Bible doesn't speak to that.
Mm-mm.
But it does speak to who Jesus is and who God is, and they're not child abusers.
Mm-hmm.
There was a professor at RTS that wrote a book on the church father's view about both children and mentally ill people. And he said the church fathers said, of course, they go to heaven. So rest easy. Jesus knows what he's doing, and he's kind. And I know you miss your father.
Mm, yeah, that's and you would not be alone in that category of people who have experienced that.
Yeah.
Nor the same thing of parents that are aging and also losing their capacity now.
Oh,
talking
yeah.
With a man yesterday, his dad is losing it. And he's thinking, where's that man that was my mentor spiritually?
Yeah.
And he's not that anymore. Well, he hasn't lost his salvation. He's still God's son.
Sure, and when you get home, it's going to be refreshing
right.
to see that resort.
Yep.
We had a guy on our talk show a long time ago who had Alzheimer's,
mm.
and he was in the first stages, and he wrote a book about it. He was a writer.
Mm.
The title of the book was I'm Beginning to Miss Me.
Mm.
And he said that before he went into this, he knew what was happening. Jesus said to him, when you go into the mist, I'll go with you.
Mm.
And he says, I'm finding that's true.
Wow. That yeah. is powerful. Gosh.
So,
yeah.
Dear, rest easy.
Right.
With your Jesus loves your father more than you do. And he's not a child abuser, and of course, and you'll be pleased when you get home. Mm,
that's great.
Well, we're out of time, but we still have a few seconds. You want to sing?
Oh, yeah, right. That'd be a good idea.
Or we could have him sing in the last 15 seconds. Actually, got to go. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.